Yet despite Judge Alito's obvious qualifications for this important post, some members of the other party have resorted to personal attacks in an effort to deny this good and honorable public servant confirmation by the Senate. They have questioned his integrity, questioned his commitment to equal rights, and mischaracterized his rulings from the bench. But in reality, the hostility towards Judge Alito has nothing to do with his integrity, his commitment to fairness, or even his view of executive power. Rather, these attacks are simply a pretext upon which to oppose Judge Alito's nomination. His critics' real fear is that he will refuse to rubber stamp the agenda advanced by liberal interest groups. Make no mistake, they want Judge Alito and the Supreme Court to undermine marriage, religious expression, and protection of the unborn. I do not know how Judge Alito will ultimately rule when confronted with difficult questions of law, and neither do my colleagues, because Judge Alito has rightly refused to prejudge cases that may come before him. But we can all take comfort in the principles that will guide his approach: respect for the Constitution and the rule of law, a commitment to hear all sides of an argument with an open mind, and impartiality and fairness to all parties, big or small, powerful or powerless. Mr. President, there is no question that confirmation hearings can be long, stressful, and exhausting, not only for the nominees, but for their families and friends as well. But in earlier days, a nominee with Samuel Alito's intellect, qualifications, and integrity would have been confirmed with overwhelming support. Indeed, the other side has not publicly ruled out the possibility of an attempted filibuster. I fear that this precedent will have a chilling effect, keeping our best and brightest from entering public service. Judge Alito has a judicial record far surpassing that which has customarily been available to us when considering a nominee for the highest court in the land. He also has answered more questions during the course of his hearing than any Supreme Court nominee in recent memory. If any question existed about Samuel Alito's integrity, judicial temperament, or qualifications for the Supreme Court, it was put to rest before the Judiciary Committee. I would ask that my fellow senators, therefore, vote to confirm Samuel Alito as Associate Justice of the United States Supreme Court. Mr. President, I yield the floor.
Mr. President.